WCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Greer. It's Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And at this time, we will begin with our pre-net check-ins, and we've got a lengthy list, so bear with me just a minute. First on the list, we'd like to welcome W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred, and he brings them along Miss Isla, N4IEI, and they make their home and travel address. Next, we'd like to welcome W2AMD. That is Andrew, down in Simpsonville. Next on the list, we have Mel, K4XMR, and he is in Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Kurt, KM4BLH, and he makes his home in Greenville. And then we have Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, and he is down there in Table Rock. Next on the list, we have N4ASW, that is Tony, in Asheville, North Carolina. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome KW4TS, that is Jim, in Pelzer. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Sally, KA4JCA, and Mr. Richard, KA3JCA. Next, we'd like to welcome K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. And then we'd like to welcome Miss Ashley, which is Richard and Sally's daughter, KA4ACL. Then we have KM4JWP. That is Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. Next on the list, we got KN4RJN. That is Mr. John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we have Pat, K4OSH, in Malden. Next on the list, we got Jack, KJ4UHF. I'd like to welcome KO4CEF, that is Mr. Andrew in Inman. Then we have Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX, and they make their home in Honeypath. Next, we'd like to welcome K4ROW, that is Richard in Greenville. Then we have Mr. Leroy, KA5WLL in Taylor's. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW out of Simpsonville. This time, we're going to see if our EchoLink station wants to check in. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. I guess he's not going to check in right now, so we'll wait a minute, try again. And tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling that two nights in a row. Appreciate that very much. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4HKX. Check in, everybody on that. Please check in. Kilo number for 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Houston Seneca, negative, negative. 4HKX. Electric Missile East in the net, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little fried joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Missile East and all on the net.
HKX. Good hearing you again. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Uniform November, Bill in Mills River, and I'll be in and out this evening. Have a great one. 7-3.
Paul is here to recognize this group. First off, we'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they all make their home. Rick, good to hear you again tonight. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That is our net manager, and thank you, Dave, for all you do for us. And I figured the best way to get practice is to get in here and do it. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, KN4CHY. And Keith, you're real scratchy tonight for me, but I made you out there. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, which is our Wednesday night net controller and a holder of all things SwapNet. And he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home in Easley. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome KB2BYQ. That's Mr. Dave in Easley also. Then we have Mr. Bill, KB2GUN, up here in Mills River, North Carolina. And with that, that's everybody for now. We'll go again one more time, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX. KX. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I'm mobile in Spartanburg. I'll be negative and negative.
KX. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland in Pickens, negative and negative, and a very great evening to all.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Tyler, W4CTW, mobiling around down there in Spartanburg. You be careful out there. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome Mr. Roland, K1CJW, and he is over there in Pickens. And Roland, it's good to hear y'all tonight. Appreciate y'all taking the time to come by and check in with me. And with that, we'll go one more time, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
Flight Control, please check in Kilo 9, Oscar Hotel. That's K9OH. Name is Billy, located in Anderson. And also, please check in my wife, Miss Nancy. Her call is Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. We'll be a short time this evening. Good evening to you and all on the net.
I'd like to welcome K908, that is Mr. Billy, and he brings along with him Miss Nancy, KN4DBQ, and they make their home over in Anderson. Billy, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me. With that, as long as we can keep getting them, we're going to keep trying. One more time, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX. That pause will assume we got them all for that for the moment, and we're going to jump over here to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in tonight, Patrick. Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD. Bob, I'm over here in Mobile, Alabama. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and 73 to all on the net.
Take this moment here, and we'll welcome AA1RD. That's Mr. Bob down there in, I think you said Alabama, if I remember correctly. Bob, you be careful down there. And we'll move on up to the next group. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. For HKX.
For HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4, EZN, Harry and Candler. I'll be negative and negative. Patrick, it's good to hear you.
K4, Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
K4, HKX. Patrick, please check in KI4, EJY. Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne and Etowah, in and out. Good to hear you, Patrick.
We'll pause here and recognize this group. First on the list, we'd like to welcome KI4 EJY. That's Mr. Elisha down there in Lyman, South Carolina. Elisha, good to hear you tonight. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome KQ4 JIK. That is Wayne over in Fletcher, or I believe it was. Wayne, hard to hear you tonight. You were real far down in the noise for me, but I think I got you out of there. With that, we'll go one more time. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX. Check.
This is W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. I might have missed it, but I don't remember hearing that acknowledgement of my check-in. Over.
I may have missed you, but I'm sorry. I've got you down here. W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene and Taylor's. If I missed you, I'm sorry. I just overlooked it.
Free check.
Check.
It's KC4EZN, Patrick. Did I miss it or did you miss it?
Missed you. I got my check mark in the wrong place, I guess. We'll just go ahead and recognize you now. KC4EZ, and that's Mr. Harry in Candler, North Carolina. And, Harry, I'm sorry about that. I guess I accidentally touched the screen and check mark in the wrong place.
Well, that happens. We'll excuse you if it's you. I listened to you on Echo Link last night, so doing it two nights in a row, you're a good man. Just keep it in there, Patrick. We'll harass you a little bit about something else different later. KC4EZN, I'll be negative and negative, and thanks.
Give somebody something to harass me about, so might as well be you, I guess. Good to hear you tonight. I'll pause here for a moment and see if our Echo Link station wants to check in. Echo Link stations only, Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, hello again, Patrick. Check in KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic, no roundtable.
We'd like to welcome KA4, PQA. That's Mr. Stephen down in Greenwood. Stephen, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. With that, we'll go one more time. Echo through hotel, echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we'll assume we have everybody in that group for the moment, and we'll move up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KX. Hope you and your bride are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling in, Patrick. Hope you and your bride have a good evening, and hope everybody else has a good evening. No traffic, no comment.
HKX. Second time in the hot seat this week. Thank you for being here for us. Please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
We'll pause here to recognize this group. First on the list is KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And we got Mr. Sid, K4IOE. Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly are having a good evening, and thank you for calling the 640 net earlier. And he makes his home over there in Fletcher, North Carolina. Next on the list, we have Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home in Greer. And Larry, there's nothing like being in the hot seat twice in a row. Next on the list, we've got one of our Monday night net controllers, KO4JKV, and that is Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. And Duncan, it's good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in. With that, we'll go one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we assume we got everybody in that group for the time being. And we'll move up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Papa X-ray Bravo. Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
All right, we'll recognize Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, down there in Simpsonville. Lloyd, appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. It's good to hear you. And with that, we'll move on up to Mike through Papa. Well, that's where we're at now. We'll go one more time, Mike through Papa, Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we assume we got everybody in that one, and we'll move up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
And HQX. Okay, thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
X. Patrick, hope you are doing well. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP, and also my husband Chad, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. We are at home in Campobello. We are cross-banding tonight. Thanks for checking us in and calling the net.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG, Mrs. Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and then, and hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
We'll pause here and recognize this group. First on the list is N0TR. That is Mr. Tom down there in Greer. And Tom, I hope you haven't been causing Miss Bernice too much trouble this weekend. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome KO4RYP. That is Miss Anna, one of our Monday Night Net controllers. And Anna, it's good to hear you checking in with me tonight. And she brings along her husband, Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, and they make their home down in Campobello. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you. Always a pleasure when you come by and check in with me on the net. With that, we'll go one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. We'll move on up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, please check in Kilo Juliet 4 Yankee Echo Victoria. That's KJ4YEV. My name is Al. I'm in Gastonia. I'll be in and out. Good evening, everybody on the net.
I'd like to welcome KJ4YEV. That is Mr. Al in Gastonia, North Carolina. And Al, you're making a good trip tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me. With that, we'll go one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That was that long pause. We'll assume we have everybody in that group for the time being, and we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. I guess we got everybody in the first shift that time. And I don't have anybody for comments, so have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And as I've already stated, I don't have any, so I'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. I have a phone relay for you, Patrick. Please check in KQ4HXR. That's Isaac in Simpsonville.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Isaac, KQ4HXR, and he is in Simpsonville, and I'm thinking he just got his license, didn't he?
Yes, sir. Passed on the last testing session, and hopefully be working towards his general soon.
I'm thinking that's your and Daniel's brother, correct? We got a trio of yachts. Boy, we're in trouble.
One more working his way in, so he'll be poor soon.
Good to hear. It's good to hear a family finding time to join in the hobby. I appreciate you bringing him by, and I appreciate you checking your brother in and tell him we're all excited to hear him when he gets able to check in a little easier. But thank you for doing that. With that, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Mobile in Campobello, negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome N4JBM. That's Mr. Jerry, mobile around in Campobello. Jerry, you be careful out there mobiling around. I guess you're almost home, though, so you maybe not got too far to go. But good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. So with that, we'll keep trying as long as I can keep getting them. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we have everybody now. Have I missed anybody for comments?
WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
We'd like to welcome WD8RON. That's Mr. Ed up here in Brevard. He's just across the ridge from me. Ed, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And we'll keep trying. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. We'll assume we got everybody now. And once again, have I missed anybody for comments? Alright, I'm going to send my net report and I will be right back.
Two more.
I was wondering if you was going to come in there.
Motion lady talking to my good-looking gals, you know. But anyway, you know, they look better than you do, so, you know, what can you say? Check in N4DME, November 4, Delta Mike Echo, and AA4QS. Paul and Don across the pond in Tacoma. Appreciate you calling it.
Paul, good to hear you tonight. I was wondering if you were going to make it tonight. And, yeah, that's why radio is a good thing for me, because nobody wants to see that. We'd like to welcome N4DME. That's Mr. Paul, and he brings along Mr. Donald, or Don, AA4QS, and they make their home down there in Toccoa, Georgia. And we'll try one more time. We get one more, we'll have 60, so we'll keep trying maybe till we get that.
Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4 HKX.
But you know, a lot of people don't realize it. Some do. It's been around for ever since the beginning of time. But, you know, ham radio was the first social media that came out. And if you remember, as far as technology goes, Kenwood was actually the only protocol and only brand company, I guess you'd say, that came out that incorporated a video camera with a, I think it's like a 2.3-inch screen on it, back in the mid-90s. It was the THD7, I think it was. I think that's the model radio I've got. And it had an adaptive unit that detaches to the side of it, which also had APRS on it as well. It was the top-of-the-line HT that Kenwood came out back in the mid-90s. And it came out with a video screen and like a 2.5-inch screen. And it would do video calling across the radio through RF. So, you know, that technology was out before smartphones ever decided to think was born.
There was a radio like that, but it doesn't surprise me. We wouldn't have a lot of the stuff that we have today and enjoy today if it wasn't for ham radio.
You know, I was lucky, you know. I always challenge people's and ideas and things and whatever, but because, you know, if we don't push ourselves and challenge ourselves, we'll never know what could be. Because so many people always settle for mediocre, as they say. But, yeah, but back in the 90s, you know, it was the top-of-the-line Kenwood HT that came out with it. And, you know, I really, at the time, I still remember to this day, I really couldn't afford it. And I'm thinking, you know, at some point in time, this is going to be some, you know, top-notch technology. So I went ahead and sprung for it and you know, and broke the piggy bank and almost broke its neck, too. But I got it, and I still use it to this day. And here it is, what, almost 30 years old, and it still works like the day I bought it.
Now if you buy something and it lasts 5 years, you've done good.
That is true. But, you know, so many people have got out have been misguided by, you know, allowing price to get overcome their quality of the product. And everybody says, well, you know, Bofangs are cheap. You know, if something happens to it, you know, you're out $30. But here's another theology that most people don't even hadn't looked at lately. Take up out of the machine, Bert. Take a Bofang for an example. And I'm sure everybody on here is smart enough to do the math. So you take a $30 radio, and if you use it for everyday normal use, like you normally would, Kenwood, Yaesu, or an Icom, you know, after, you know, maybe if you're lucky, 6 months, it's going to be broke. So then you got to turn around and buy another Bofang for $30. Over the course of 1 year, you've spent $60. Okay, a typical Kenwood, Yaesu, or Icom handheld is going to last you 10 years, roughly, if you take care of it. Okay, you spent $60. I'll let the machine burp again. You take that Bofang over the course of 10 years, which, keep in mind, you just spent $60 in 1 year on it, two HTs. Over the course of 10 years, you just spent $600 on all them radios. Why would you want to spend $600 on a $30 radio when you can went out here and spent half as much buying a $300 radio that's going to last you 10 years?
I really don't have the answer for that. I deal with that every day with what I do for a living. People just don't find value in quality anymore. All they were worried about is how cheap they can get something.
Well, you know, I can understand kind of the principle behind it. You know, somebody's never had a radio, and you don't know how they're going to take care of it, and, you know. But I've got four of them Bofangs sitting right here in front of me, and, you know, I use them when I go outside, you know, for that intended purpose. You know, if something happens, you know, so what? But you know, when it comes down to being active or, you know, helping with an event or whatever, I bring out my tried and true Kenwood because I know it's going to cut through the rest, you know, the rest of it. And of course, I've got an ICOM D-Star handheld sitting here, and about the Kenwood THD7, I think it is, that I was telling you about. I've got it sitting here looking at me. So, you know, the only thing I don't have is a Yaesu handheld, which one day in the near future, I'm going to have one because I've already got my mind set on it. But because of the fastest data rate protocol that between the three markets. But anyway, I just thought I'd, you know, throw my 2.5 cents in and whatnot. But, you know, it's interesting sometimes.
And like I said, I deal with it on a daily basis selling tools. People don't find value in it anymore like they used to. You take a wrench from Harbor Freight, and it's not the same as you pick up off of the tool trucks. And I guess they like rounding off nuts and bolts and having to work harder to do the job.
Roger. Well, you know, it's kind of like buying Craftsman, you know, products too. Of course, this day and time, you hardly ever see any Craftsman products anymore since Sears went out of business. But, you know, I was watching the race this afternoon, and they was talking about, you know, Craftsman and stuff. And I'm thinking, where in the heck would you find Craftsman if you had to? But, of course, you know, Craftsman, Sears, and Kmart, all of them were combined many years ago before they both went out. So, I don't know. It's hard to find good quality anymore.
Looking for some Craftsman, you can find it at Lowe's now. You walk into a Lowe's store and you'll be covered up with it.
Now, that's what you get for being half, you know, not mentally being checked in. But, yeah, I remember that now that you said that. Me and Daddy was in the Lowe's over there at Seneca not too long ago, and I remember seeing that now. But maybe one of these days Home Depot will start carrying it if they ever decide to get smart. Anyway, all right, well, I probably killed enough time for you, so I'll let you carry on with the net and maybe share some wisdom with somebody to make smarter decisions for what it's worth. Anyway, carry on. N4DME.
Thank you for coming by and checking in with me and helping me drag it out just a little bit longer, so we're going to see if we can get one more and get to 60. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Please check in and out, Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. My name is Jamie, and also please check in Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. That's my wife, Sabrina, check her in by proxy. We'll be in and out, 73 to you, to everybody on the net.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Jamie, KJ4UHX, and he brings along Miss Sabrina, KJ4YLN, and they make their home down there in Chesney. And, Jamie, I do appreciate you coming by and checking with me. Y'all brought me over the 60 mark, and I do appreciate that. With that, we'll go one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Well, have I missed any check-ins or comments? Please call KO4HKX.
KHY for a comment, Paul.
Okay, go ahead.
Static on my end, too. I don't know what's up with that tonight. I was going to throw Paul a kind of best of both worlds thing and get him another Yaesu handheld, the FT-60R. It's not a $300 radio, but it's not a Mopang either, about $150. And they're still making them, and it's a fine radio, really.
It is. That was my first ham radio, was the ST60R. I'm sitting here looking at it right now.
That's the N4 DME for ID. Same radio, I think it is. I mean, that's not a bad radio by all means, but the only drawback from that one is, or one of the disadvantages of that radio, to kind of look at it, is it only has, my memory's right, it only has the single display. And if you want UHF, you got to change the band, because it only has that single display unit instead of the dual display. So, but you know, it's like one of them things. It depends on if you're going to use it for one band or the other, or if you're going to be switching back and forth, or if you're going to use it for a cross band. It kind of eliminates that, too. But anyway, but them are good radios.
And it is just analog only, and you are correct. It is just a single display. But yeah, it does receive from, I don't know, way down like 118 or something like that, all the way up to about a gigahertz. So there's all kinds of stuff you can program in to scan R2. So, but yeah, for a mid-range radio, analog only, it's a really good one. K4 CHY bag set.
And Paul, and yes, that is a very good handy radio to have around in an emergency or situations like that, because it does have wideband receive on it, and it has a very good scan function on it too. But it is single display and mono banded at one time. With that, anything else from y'all?
Nope, that's pretty much it. The only thing I could think of as far as that radio goes, of course I could be wrong on this too, but you know, it is an FM unit. And why would they put an aircraft band in a radio if you can't get AM, get it to switch from FM to AM? Because your aircraft is on the AM, not FM. But anyway, I guess it is what it is. But carry on. N4 DME.
It does have AM receive on the airband, so you can't listen to the airband. Not sure if it has any other. I think it is just AM receive and FM transmit receive. But that's all I've got too, Patrick. So back to you, K4CHY.
Gentlemen, thank you both, and I appreciate y'all coming by and having a little rag chew with me and talking about radios. I enjoy hearing it. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. Without pause, we'll assume we have everybody for now, and I will send my net report, and I will be back in just a moment. All right, I'd like to take a moment here and just thank everybody for coming by and checking in with me. I do appreciate it. I always find it a joy to call the net. I hope I don't run everybody off with all my mistakes and just muttering around sometimes. But this is KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3s, and good night to all. KO4HKX.